Lifesaver Hero Bob Geldof by Tanisa from Victoria. My hero is Bob Geldof. He was born on October 5th, 1951 in Dublin, Ireland. His birth name is Robert Frederick Zenon Geldof, but people call him Bob for short. He attended Blackrock College, and after school, he worked as a music journalist in Vancouver for Georgia Strait. However, Bob didn't want to be writing about the people who had become successful. He wanted to be successful. So when Bob returned home in 1975, he and his friends started a band called the Boomtown Rats. The band got their name from Woody Guthrie's autobiography, Bound for Glory. In 1984, Bob was inspired by a news broadcast about the starving people in Ethiopia to start a group called Band Aid. Band Aid is a supergroup of British musicians who recorded the single Do They Know It's Christmas? This record raised over $8 million for the emergency care of Ethiopia. In 1985, the Live Aid concerts in London and Philadelphia raised over $100 million for the African famine relief and had approximately 1 billion people from all over the world watching the 16-hour event on television. The charity in total has made well over $190 million to make a difference in the lives of people in Ethiopia and the people surrounding it. In July 1985, over $6 million was spent on food, shelter, medical supplies, water equipment, and other essential things for famine victims in Ethiopia and Sudan. Thanks to Robert Frederick Zenon Geldof, Band Aid is a successful charity that's helped raise money for the famine victims in Ethiopia and places surrounding it. Bob became successful, but used his success to help others in need and create awareness about people in need. I believe that he's a true hero, and the charity that he started really made people realize that there are people, not just in Africa, but all around the world, who only have so little. And now we have a chance to help them.